Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are loosing even more prophetic language. I mean, think about it. You begin to learn how to read and learn your vowels and your alphabet, and you start building words and sentences and ideas and concepts. Well, we're coming out of a season that the language that was having to be used in that season will not work in this season.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are nonstop. We have so many things we'd like to talk about as well, but we want to first get this out. We want to give you this language. When you hear what God is saying, get an agreement with heaven. You know, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so you're seeing these breakthrough, a victory in all areas of your life. And, you know.
Well, it's important because we know that prophecy is an invitation. It's not a guarantee.
Yes.
So you want to cooperate and partner with God and move into this new season of blessing and overcoming and breakthrough.
And you don't want to use language that doesn't work in a season. And it was proper in the past season. But this season, I mean, right now, for example, Perry Stone is talking and prophesying about a word over America. What is Satan's manifesto? Because you're seeing things, and so often the churches begin to define things off the natural and not the spiritual. And so they're trying to naturally resolve it, you know, politically, financially, not realizing this is a spirit, this is a natural manifestation of a spiritual happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching a lot of racial division that's been sown by the enemy, by spiritual enemy, who wants to come down. Satan's name means devil, the word devil. The reason I call it deviled eggs is because you divide the egg in half and you beat up the middle of it. Well, devil is one who gets in between and divides. And so what the devil does, he tries to divide. We cannot be divided as the church. We're just one church. As a matter of fact, that's part of the word, the strategy of the manifesto of Satan. Perry Stone talks about that now. As a matter of fact, let's go there now, Perry.
Well, let me just say this, that there is a plot and a strategy in the United States of Satan himself. And here's the reason why. We are the nation, still are the nation, that promotes the gospel through Christian television. Most of your network's headquarters are in the United States. Now, some are overseas, but most are in the United States. We are still a leading nation for sending missionaries out. The money that comes to support missions comes predominantly from the United States. We are still predominantly the nation to take care of widows and orphans, build Bible schools, print Bibles. So the job of the enemy is to somehow try to affect in some way the ability of the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is large. It's not a particular denomination. It's people whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life from all over the world. That's the body of Christ. But it's his job to disrupt the plan of God. And I'm going to tell you what I see, and I just want to share this from my heart at this moment. One of the things I see, and this cannot happen to us, is the enemy is doing his best to create a racial division again in the United States. And if we as the body allow this racial division to come, I know of a great gospel singer, won't name her, but she just got cancellations from a lot of African-American churches because she happened to be at the inauguration. Now, I want to talk to you for a moment as believers, okay? We're believers. You may be white, but if you're in the kingdom and your name is in heaven, we're family. Absolutely. If you're black and your name is in heaven, we're family. If you're Hispanic and your name is in heaven, we're family.
Yes.
We have got to stop this mess.
Amen.
Where we make everything political in the body of Christ.
Amen.
We say, well, I'm of this or I'm of that, or you support him and you didn't support that, so we're going to divide over this. Blood should be thicker than politics.
Amen.
The blood, you know, the New Testament taught that we are one blood through Messiah.
Yes.
And this is the reason why, and we know that ethnically there's Jews, ethnically Gentiles, ethnically Hispanic, we know that. But the reason Paul emphasized that through Messiah, that we're one blood, we're one nation of people, is to get, you know, in the early church, there was conflict between Gentiles being grafted in. They didn't understand
right.
it, okay? We're having the same thing happen today with our ethnic divisions. And we've got to sit down as African-Americans, as white folks, as Hispanic folks, and we've got to say, wait a minute, guys. Our primary purpose is we are in the kingdom. We are a kingdom in a nation.
We're from another country.
We're from another. It's what Paul taught. We are from another world, another country. Our priority should be unifying around Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The power of his blood, the power of the Holy Spirit to deliver. and let all this other stuff drop by the wayside. Because I'm telling you, between the talking heads of a secular media that's ungodly, that literally despises Christianity, and preachers, pardon me, who are mamby-pamby, who will not preach the truth anymore, and have become so sensitive to the feelings of other people that they're not giving people the power of the gospel. There's a power in the preaching of the Word of God. There's radical conviction, radical conversion. Saul of Tarsus was a radical conversion. There's radical conversion that should come. And so I want to encourage, and what I see, this is just part of it. I see the enemy attempting to disunify and break apart the body of Christ by racial and ethnic division. It has to stop. And preachers, it has to start with you. You have to get behind your pulpit. If you're African American, Caucasian, Hispanic, you're going to say, folks, we are the body of Christ first. We are the kingdom first. And I know this is going to sound heavy for some people. I'm a Christian first. I'm an American next.
Amen.
I love America.
But that's biblical.
I'm a believer.
That is so important. You're looking at, you know, everything that could be divided was divided in the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were divided even with themselves. And I mean, it was just amazing how many things were divided. But we got to begin to say, okay, well, maybe we weren't supposed to be united with that. But we need to be united with each other as the church.
Absolutely.
And there's all, I mean, Jesus prayed it, you know, in John 17, spent a little while. And he's talking to the Father and saying, listen, I pray that they would be one as we are one, them and us and them, that the world will know. Our unity is supernatural, lets the world know that God loves them as much as he loves his son. So the enemy's always going to be fighting against that. The solution, I think about this, I don't know if we have that. We have T.D. Jakes, and he's talking about the solution to that society's trying to have a conversation that only the church can resolve in regards to race. As a matter of fact, take a look now.
The church needs to be leading the way in this conversation.
Where is the church?
The church is totally silent about race. We are ourselves dysfunctional in our ability. We're family, but we're a dysfunctional family because we cannot talk about the elephant in the middle of the room.
Right.
And until we do, then the people in the street are taking up the conversation. And I think that they are God's judgment on a silent church.
Oh. This is so important when you hear what T.D. Jakes is saying, that the world is trying to have a conversation about something they cannot resolve.
That's right.
And one of the most segregated moments in America, as Dr. King said, is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., is on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. The church still has to get to that point. And it makes me think about Revelation 7:9. This is the end in mind. This is what the revelation of Christ is about. He says, talking about the revelation of heaven, he says, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, that means every ethnic group, every tribe, every people, every language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And they were wearing white robes, which means no matter what color your skin is, you're going to be wearing a white robe. And you were holding palm branches in their hands. And so the future is about us all together in unity. We have to push past the world's discussion about race and realize we're a new ethnos. We're a new race in Christ Jesus. Yes, we celebrate our diversity in regards to how God created us, but we're only one in Christ Jesus. We have one head, one body. We do many parts. And so we have to begin to set the agenda. And we talk about that and walk that out with civil Christianity. Civil Christianity is all about, you know, walking together in unity and agreement. And one thing that we do with that is we have the same 10 commitments that Dr. King had those that walk with him sign. Mm-hmm. Because people need to walk in agreement. It's amazing some of the things that are going on that's not of God at all. But you got to be able to know that because you can hurt a whole bunch of people by letting a radical person stand up there and you say you're in agreement with them, but then they do some wild stuff. And so what this happens with civil Christianity, it's about, you know, being civil, learning how to be a civil Christian in a civil land, and begin to walk in unity as the church. And there's nothing more beautiful than when we all come together. We have to be on our guard and set the example, like T.D. Jakes says, to be able to be that uniting voice. And what it is, you just can't follow the people in the world. They're going to talk about, you know, some of these prophetic words coming out. There's people who are in a church building who profess to be Christians, but they hate folks.
Yeah.
They hate people because of their race. They hate people because of whatever reason. And God says, if you say you know me and you love me, but you don't love your brother, he said, it's not true. And so we're known by our love for each other. And so we can't buy into what this hate and division and discord. We can't allow that to happen. So many things have been accomplished by so many for so long. We got a ways to go, but we can't do away with the progress that we had. And one of the specific ways we can turn it back, and Chuck Pierce nailed it when he gave that prophetic word, that once we started being racist towards the Jews, when our former president, anti-Semitism, as we call it that, and it needs to be called in the language that people understand it,
racism.
Which is racism towards a Jew. And so our last president, you know, was very anti-Semitic in his responses towards Israel. Well, this our new president, President Trump's not. And so God will forgive us. So we can understand now we're going to begin to heal in those areas if we allow God to begin to heal us. And there needs to be a lot of healing because the past administration took the pain of people who were already hurting from things that happened in the past and used it to promote their agenda did not meet the needs of the people. It was crazy what happened. But God is going to heal. He's going to deliver. You got to let that baggage go. You know, forgive. That's a currency of the kingdom of God. And unite and come together. We're excited about being a part of that with VFN Kingdom Business. You can find out more by going to vfnkb.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.